This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU Carbondale's admissions and alumni organizations are coming together to expand the net when it comes to recruiting new students. I talked with Admissions Director John Frost and Alumni Association Executive Director Jeff Gleam about the Recruit a Saluki program.
As we've seen with what's happened with COVID-19 and the limitations that we have, we think that our secret sauce is the alumni. And so what we would like to be able to promote is the Recruit Saluki program, which allows the alumni to participate in that recruitment of a student through writing postcards and making phone calls on our behalf to talk about their experience. So we're really excited about that. And we want to get more people to participate, to share their story, because that's unique. The one thing I always say about SIU is that a lot of quote unquote ordinary people come here and do extraordinary things. And we want to get that word out. With the help of the alumni office, letting them know how they can help us get new students. And of course, with a few other initiatives that we have coming down the pipe.
Jeff, I know when you talk to alumni, they do want to know how they can help the university. And a lot of times they feel a little bit, especially new and recent graduates, unable to help if they can't give back financially because they're still really early in their career. This seems like a way to get involved.
It is. And John and I have talked about this from day one of when we both got here to SIU. And this Recruit a Saluki program, we've decided that we're going to take it to the next level. And if you just bear with me for a second here, we're going to talk a little bit about the unveiling of this new component to this Recruit a Saluki program in January. In conversations that John and I have had, one of the most important things that to help him do his work is to get people into the system. That's not just getting them onto campus. There's a first step here, and that's getting them into the system. And I won't speak for John, but that's getting them to complete an inquiry form. I'm interested in SIU. And I really think that's where alumni can take it to the next level. And to dangle a little bit of a carrot in front of folks to help, we're going to create a new program with this starting in January, where it's going to be a competition. We're going to focus on the state of Illinois and the St. Louis area primarily. And if it goes the way we think it'll go, we'll launch it globally in July. But the idea is the more alums that we can get talking to prospective students and driving them to this link of filling out the inquiry form, that's where John and his folks can really take off. And we can link students with professionals to get all these specific questions answered about academics, scholarship, financial aid, and being a parent of a current freshman. I mean, I just went through all that. So I understand what an incoming parent is, the importance and the questions of choosing a college is. So we're going to launch this. We're going to go for about 5 months. We're going to make monetary awards, and then we're going to have a grand prize drawing at the end. But we really want people to focus on driving people to this inquiry form.
Is getting that first click onto SIU.edu or asking that first question really the most critical component, John? You know, we've talked for years about people saying, well, if you can get a student or a prospective student to campus, then, you know, the chance of them enrolling goes up dramatically. But how much is it just to get them to say, hey, I'd like more information?
Exactly. Part of getting them on campus is that first step in getting them to get into our system, because now we're connected to them. Now they have told us a little bit about themselves, about what you're interested in, about where they're coming from. It's a great step for us to be prepared to know how to work with that particular student and family. And also it's consistent. Once that student is in our system, it's a consistent communication with admissions coordinators, also through email and text, and also the opportunity for virtual engagements, and also setting up a plan. So when they do come to campus, you know, what didn't we address that we'll be able to address when they come here? So that inquiry form is the most important because it tracks what we're doing. It allows them to get the necessary information that they want, and it gives them a plan. A lot of times students don't know exactly what they need to do. So they just show up. Sometimes they they don't know exactly what they need to do. But when they get into that system, we're setting up a plan of engagement where we can get them to the destination that they want to be.
Let me come back to you then on how enrollment's going for fall of 2021. We saw some numbers come out from higher education across the country within the last couple of weeks that said enrollment was down dramatically. And you had some big gains in terms of new freshmen and students who came directly from that SIU Carbondale region. How are things looking for fall?
Things are looking good for our freshman students. As of last week, we're up 20% in applications, which is fantastic, which the numeric number for that is about 1,295 new applications. So that's a really great number. For admitted students, we're up 30%, which is about 914 students. So we're trending in the right direction for our freshman students. We still have some challenges with our transfer, but I think with this particular program, it's going to help with both.
SIU Admissions Director John Frost and Alumni Association Executive Director Jeff Gleam talking about the Recruit a Saluki program. You can get more information at admissions.siu.edu. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.